Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2010 in New York City, and we're visiting with author Joseph Hayes. The name of his book is When No One Is Watching. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Les.
Joe, first-time author, correct?
That's correct.
What prompted you to sit down in front of the word processor and hammer out your first book?
Well, it's something that I've always wanted to do, and maybe this is my middle-age crisis, but I just decided there was no time like the present, so I made up my mind that I was going to sit down and write a novel and discipline myself to sit down and write every day for about 90 days, and there it was.
And the process resulted in the book When No One Is Watching. Tell me a little bit about the book. What's the plot?
The book is a thriller that involves ambition, corruption, and scandal within Chicago political circles. And it's also something of a morality tale. The two main characters are lawyers and best friends. And one of them happens to be a flamboyant, charismatic trial lawyer who has just announced his candidacy for Congress. The other lawyer is a talented and well-respected lawyer who happens to be a raging alcoholic. And the story starts out with the two of them in a car late at night after celebrating a courtroom victory. And the politician is driving the alcoholic's car because the alcoholic has overindulged and has passed out. They get involved in an accident. The driver of the other vehicle is killed, and the aspiring politician panics, and he sees his lifelong dream going up in smoke as a result of the scandal that could emerge. So in a state of panic, and knowing that his best friend is prone to alcoholic memory blackouts, he moves his friend into the driver's seat, calls 911 on his friend's cell phone, flees the scene, and then when the police arrive, it appears to them and everybody else that the alcoholic lawyer was the one driving the vehicle. He faces life-altering consequences, including criminal prosecution, disbarment, financial ruin. And meanwhile, his friend, the aspiring politician, proceeds to win his election and becomes a fabulously successful and beloved political figure. And the story goes on about how they cope with their respective guilt, and whether the politician can, in fact, get away with it. As a detective starts prying into the situation, the politician and his handlers have to ask themselves how far they're willing to go to protect this dark secret. Can they get away with it? And if they can, is that something he can live with?
I'm almost afraid to ask this next question, so I've got to find the proper way to do this. You are a practicing lawyer. You're writing about two lawyers. How much of you is in one or both of those lawyers?
I think actually very little. The story was actually inspired by the life of my father. And my father had a drinking problem for 30 years.
Was he a lawyer?
He was not a lawyer. He was a university professor, an accomplished professional with a serious drinking problem. And he eventually licked that problem with the help of Alcoholics Anonymous. And he found his true calling after 30 years of drinking. He devoted his life to AA. That became his passion, and he spent the rest of his life helping other people with that problem. And one of the most moving moments in my life was his wake, when my family and I saw hundreds and hundreds of people lined up at the funeral to pay their respects, and person after person would say things like, "Your dad saved my life," or, "If it weren't for your dad, I'd be drunk and on the street." And we heard that all night long, and that's what inspired this story, the recognition that he was a person that really made a difference, and that there are thousands of humble, quiet heroes like him in the AA universe out there making a difference in people's lives every day.
Joe, what inspired the title, When No One Is Watching? What's the significance of that?
The significance of that is most of us have heard the notion that character and integrity are based on what we do when no one is watching. And this book revolves around that theme. The event that sets the story in motion relates to a situation where one of the lead characters has to make a decision when no one is watching that affects the rest of his life and has far-reaching ramifications for a lot of people.
It's easy to just say you're a lawyer, but you're more than that. You are a chief ethics officer for a large company. I'm wondering if there's a connection between what you do on a day-to-day basis in your career and the plot of the book.
Yes, there absolutely is. In my capacity as chief ethics officer, I'm in charge of spearheading our company's mission of instilling the right kind of corporate culture among our workforce. And that's a culture whereby all of our employees understand that we are completely committed to doing the right thing every day in every situation. And I spend a lot of time speaking and writing and training and counseling on that subject. So it is something very near and dear to my heart, and that's getting the message out to our people, our employees, that we're all about doing the right thing, whether the whole world is watching or whether no one is watching.
Is that the message, besides the fact you want people to be thrilled, it is a suspense novel, is that the message you want the reader to come away with?
That is the message. First and foremost, I hope the reader's entertained by it. I hope they find it to be a suspenseful and engaging and inspiring story. But for those who like something a little more thought-provoking, hopefully this will leave them with some food for thought about ethics and personal responsibility and making a difference.
As we said, this is your first. Is there another book in you somewhere?
There is. In fact, I've just completed my second novel. It's a legal thriller, which I hope to publish sometime next year.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations, Joe, on your first one. He is Joseph Hayes. His first novel is called When No One Is Watching.
Thank you very much.